Mr. Chair, we believe that SDGs define global priorities and aspirations for 2030 and represent an unprecedented opportunity to eliminate extreme poverty, ensure that no one is left behind, and put the world on a sustainable development path. SDGs emerge from the realization that globalization is not working for all, and it has led to a rise in inequality both within and between countries, and that a global response is necessary. In terms of what South Africa is doing in relation to SDGs, we have established a national coordination mechanism for the implementation and reporting of SDGs, including on the AU's Agenda 2063, the SADC Regional Development Plan, and the National Development Plan of South Africa. In addition, in October this year, we launched the Energy Plan, which promotes an energy mix that supports South Africa's transition to renewable energy. By 2030, solar will supply 70% of electricity, hydro will account for 8%, and nuclear 4.5%. Government is also directing funding towards research into clean coal technologies that require collaboration with the private sector. We have also just held our second annual investment conference that also promotes investment into the SDGs. In terms of the approach to investing in SDGs, our view is that this requires policy coherence between international financial, monetary, and trading systems in support of development. In Geneva, we can exchange views on how we can enhance global economic governance to arrive at a stronger, more coherent, and more inclusive and representative international architecture for sustainable development, while respecting the mandates of respective organizations. Mr. Chair, according to the UNCTAD Global New Green Deal, decarbonizing the global economy will require a significant rise in public investment, especially in clean transport, energy, as well as food systems. This will need to be supported by effective industrial policies that foster a transition to a green economy. This necessitates a new generation of trade and investment agreements to support industrial policy. It also requires a multilateral trading system that promotes development and inclusivity. It is therefore important in our view that governments have the requisite policy space to meet the SDGs. Furthermore, Mr. Chair, the transition to a digital economy must promote inclusion by addressing the digital divide, and we see the role of the private sector in addressing and achieving this objective. This includes a need for collaboration between multinational corporations as well as domestic private sector to promote technology development and transfer on a mutually acceptable basis. In our view, binding rules in the context of the digital divide will result in further marginalization of especially developing countries in the digital economy. And it will also lock in first mover advantage in the context of concentration that currently exists in the digital economy. In terms of the role of the WIF and the World Investment Report, our view is that the WIF can be a platform for investment promotion for projects that are linked to SDGs, and it can bring together the private sector and the public sector in the financing of SDGs. In relation to the World Investment Report, our view is that while it is important to measure investment in infrastructure, there is a need to also measure investment in productive investments, including investment in innovation, especially in the context of the fourth industrial revolution and the digital economy. Dynamic industrial sector, in our view, is quite key to sustainable economies. We also feel that there's a need to nuance how we measure FDI, especially in relation to the recent study by the IMF that shows that there is a rise in phantom investment that account for about 40% of global stock of FDI. And phantom investments do not play any productive role in the economy and is moved around the world purely to reduce the tax bill. So in our view, we need a more nuanced approach to how we measure FDI. As we move, Mr. Chair, to UNCTAD 15, we believe that UNCTAD should remain the vanguard of development perspective on investment that promotes sustainable development and inclusion. This requires a frank discussion on whether rulemaking on investment facilitation that is subject to DSU in the WTO is the best way to approach investment policy making and facilitation in the context of the SDGs, when governments need policy space to regulate in the public interest and also respond to their development challenges. In addition, we believe that the role of UNCTAD in providing policy advice in terms of digital industrial policies and the requisite policy frameworks to facilitate greater inclusion in the digital economy should be enhanced. Thanks, Chair.